Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Ms. J in the morning show.
Hit me.
Ms. J. Ms. J. Ms. J. In the morning. Ms. J.
Give me that joy I can't explain, an extra peace that'll ease my pain, for that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that power to walk away,
yeah.
When another God wants to take your place,
so
as much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that,
give me
that,
oh, oh, oh. Anybody ready,
oh, oh, oh.
Ready for his glory,
oh, oh, oh.
Sick of a life,
oh, oh, oh.
Let me tell you the story,
oh, oh, oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh, oh, oh.
He will bring it to light,
oh, oh, oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right,
oh, oh, oh.
See, I include myself,
oh, oh, oh.
I cast my own stone,
oh, oh, oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all,
oh, oh, oh.
I can see my wrong. Christ by faith,
oh, oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain, add extra peace that'll ease my pain, all that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that, give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage,
oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear new songs?
New songs.
Oh,
see, God is cleaning up house.
Oh,
at first he started right at home.
Oh,
no more miracle water.
Oh,
right across for money and fame.
Oh,
see, everybody got a title, but do you know your name? If we humble ourselves, people fall on our face and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Pay all my bills and give me that God. That's the God I'm talking about.
Give me that.
Number two, Molly Music, give me that. It's with Jay in the Morning. Good morning to all of you who have woke up this morning and decided to start your day off in the best way right here with your girl, Ms. Jay. Ms. Jay in the Morning, live, worldwide, blogtalkradio.com 5 days a week, iartistradio.com 5 days a week. We all over the place. Make sure you log on to the website, MsJProductions.com. There you can stay connected. Links to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that glorious stuff. I have an exciting show for you today. Why is it exciting? Because, of course, how we do it every day is an opportunity to OD on positivity. Those of you who are new to the show, you wonder, what the heck is she talking about? You've OD'd on stress, OD'd on your job, OD'd on trying to make some money, so you're stressing at your job. You OD'd on your family, even OD'd at your church. Why don't we go ahead and OD on positivity? The world does not need another political uprising. We need to OD on positivity. That's what we need. It has been medically, clinically, psychologically, and spiritually proven that changing your thoughts for the positive, changing your words for the positive, changing your actions for the positive will actually elongate, extend your life. You will live longer if you remain more positive. It is documented. Go ahead and Google it. Don't take my word for it. I'm telling you right now, I'm having an awesome morning. Had to get the Holy Ghost caffeine this morning up in this piece. So everybody, tell everybody that you know. I know y'all already up on Facebook because I was up and I saw y'all on there. Y'all know it tells me when y'all on Facebook. So if you are on a computer, why don't you go ahead and listen? If you ain't on the computer, you need to step away. You can call in 714-816-4743. Shout out for all of my listeners around the world. I'm on the West Coast. Where you at? East Coast, internationally. No matter where you are in the world, you can tune in, listen, and join us while we OD on positivity. I'm having an awesome day today, and I'm feeling great, and I want all that good stuff. So today, we are definitely going to get deep into ODing on positivity. Got some great and weird things that are going on in the world, so Ms. J got to let you know. But right now, I feel like dancing. I needed some extra cardio this week because I took in a few extra calories this weekend. So we're going to get up with my boy Canton Jones in about 5 seconds. Y'all know how I love the jam. So get up, get up, get up. It's Miss J in the Morning. I'm about 5, 4, 3,
I'm
2,
about
1.
5 seconds away from giving you the most amazingness praise. I'ma give you 5, I'ma give you 4, I'ma give you 3, I'ma give you 2. I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazingness praise. I'ma give you 5.
before.
I guess this deja vu, like Beyonce and Jay-Z. My brains ain't lazy, cause when things are hazy, the truth's gotta be just like Patrick Swayze. Oh yeah.
The whole day would be gone and would nothing get done. So I just thank God for his Holy Spirit who continues to give me strength to tune in with myself. Y'all know I need help too, so thank you for showing me love. Make sure you log on to the website and sign my guest book. Y'all so hard-headed. I done told y'all for about a week now, more than a week, to sign my guest book, and y'all hit me up on Facebook talking about, oh, we love you. Thanks. Log on to the website, MsJProductions.com. I love the way y'all love me. And no matter where you are in the world, you get an opportunity to check in the Ms. J area code check-in is coming up later in the show, so make sure you tell everybody to call in. If you listen on your computer, I welcome you. Stay there. BlogTalkRadio.com, Ms. J Productions. But you want to rep your city, you need to call in 714-816-4743. We have the Ms. J giveaway. Shout out to all of my sponsors. Those of you out there that have products, movie tickets, you might work somewhere and you get extra something, you want to donate and show some love to our listeners, make sure you email me. Hit me up, info@MsJProductions.com, or go ahead and call the office right now, area code 209-286-MsJ. Again, 209-286-6495. Leave us a message, give us direction, a full description of what you have and how you want to give it away, any promotions, discounts, all that great stuff. I love to bless those who love to bless me. You are blessed to be a blessing. But those of you who want to win, there's only one way you can qualify, and that's if you rep your city the most. How do you do that? Tell everybody in your area to tune in. Everybody in your area to tune in. I'm only choosing from the area code that represents the most. Now, at first, NorCal had it on lock. That 209 and 916, they had it on lock. Now I'm getting area codes I don't even know that's coming in and giving NorCal a run for your money. So I ain't trying to cause no rivalry, but you know, it started back in the day, you know, with Shakespeare. You know what I'm saying? Romeo, Juliet, you know, y'all, the red and the blues. Y'all, okay, I went to the English. Y'all didn't pay attention in high school. Okay, let me go back to some of y'all in the hood. Tupac and Biggie, do y'all get it? East Coast, West Coast rivalry. It was a joke, and now y'all done messed up the joke because y'all couldn't get with the Shakespeare with Romeo and Juliet. Okay, that just flopped. You know, see, I try to make it universal so everybody can get it. And then once I say that, I get a whole bunch of crickets because y'all didn't pay attention in English in high school. What was y'all doing? Cutting class? That's what you was doing. We're going to have a good day right here on Miss J in the morning. Mention in high school, I'm an 80s baby, y'all. I was born in the 80s. I ain't going to tell you 80 what, but I'm grown. Let me say that. I am an 80s baby, and I'm excited about 2013. Those of you who are 80s babies, even if you're not, but you love the music, okay, I'm going to go ahead. I give shots out. I love music, y'all. I love it. I want to give homage, pay homage where, you know, respect where respect is due to the 50s music, even the 60s. Y'all know the 60s and 70s had it on lock. 80s was, I liked it. We had some great folks to come into the 80s. We had some great legends to come to the 80s, but my favorite era of music in all genres was the 90s, the early 90s. I mean, seriously, y'all think about it. Like, the late 80s, 88, 89 was cool, because even with Whitney, y'all know Whitney wasn't really, really hot until like 89, when, you know, oh, I want to dance with somebody. You know, that was the late 80s. So, like, the late 80s to the mid-90s, that was, like, the best era of music ever. We had, like, Johnny Gill. We had Keith Sweat. Escape came out. What was the boys from Houston? They had the worst song ever. Y'all, we was out there singing some crazy songs, but we were singing Knock in the Boots. H-Town, y'all know H-Town came out in the 90s. We had some real sexual songs back then. That just really hit me. Y'all know we had, like, Jodeci, and what was that song, Freak You? I wonder why, we don't talk about that. That just hit me. You know, all the songs and groups that I love, it was very sexual. So we're going to have to dig deeper into that. But aside from all that, that was just a Ms. J sidebar. I feel that those days were the best. Along with those groups were, y'all remember Chris Rock? Y'all remember Chris Rock and Backwards Pants and Criss Cross Colors? Criss Cross to make it jump, jump, hey, Daddy Mecca make it jump, jump. Y'all remember that song? See, y'all getting upset because it ain't gospel. Y'all church folks need to get up out of that. Come on now. Those of you who remember Chris Rock, stand up with me, hit me on Facebook and say, I remember when. Well, shout out to them. They are back. Chris Rock is back. Now, this freaked me out because I remember that everybody said one of them had died. Remember there was reports and we were all like, RIP, one of them had some kind of disease. or something and he died. No! The original boys from Chris Rock are actually back. Like, no, they're here. 20 years later, they are grown men still wearing their pants backwards, and they will be back performing on stage next month in ATL. Chris Kropp is back. Yes, all the great groups, the Brat is coming back on stage. She done been in jail so many times. We're going to continue to pray for her. She got some anger management issues. We got to get her released in the spirit. Escape is coming together. Bow Wow and many others to celebrate So Death. So Death is having their 20th anniversary all-star concert in Atlanta. Y'all know Miss Day is hurting that she can't be there. See, I'm going to go ahead. I feel something in the spirit. So I'm going to go ahead and get y'all religious folks released. It's okay to praise. It's okay to have fun. We are in the world, but not of the world. So it's okay if it's not a gospel concert. So those of you that I just lost because I ain't preaching and talking about the anointing right now, it's okay. Y'all will get delivered, and then we'll come back and we'll celebrate life and have that more abundantly. Shout out to all of my 80s babies. Chris Cross is back, y'all. It's going to be on stage at ATL. Reunited, and it feels so good. It's witty, 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 whack, y'all. Y'all remember that. Okay, I'm having flashbacks, and I'm too excited about it. Shout out to So Def, Jermaine Dupri, 20 years. Does it feel like it's been that long? I feel old, but everything gets better with age. Cheese, wine, that's all I can think about, but that's the most expensive right now. So, hey, I'm good. Another reunion. Yes. Another reunion that I know everybody, I don't care how spiritual you are, okay, y'all might not be happy about all Jermaine Dupri and his crew, but I know this reunion is going to make you happy. Destiny's Child. Yes. Destiny's Child. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. But now Faith No Lace and Kelly and them. Kelly Michelle and the Kelly Michelle and Beyonce are back. They reunited and released a new album, Love Songs. Y'all, they are back. It's been 8 years since their last album, Destiny Fulfilled, and 7 years since their last performance together. So I'm excited. I got to do a review about it, y'all. Y'all know y'all log on to YouTube, subscribe to my channel so y'all can stay up on my reviews. I am excited. All the great music is coming back. Yay! I love y'all. All my youths that are listening, I love you, but y'all ain't got nothing original. Y'all ain't got nothing original. I know we did some samples and some remakes, but y'all just really just redoing somebody's song, getting permission and getting paid about stuff that was done. Y'all taking half of the old song and adding some new lyrics and a little spin and get some kind of rapper that you went to high school with to sing on the track, and then y'all calling it a new hit. And y'all singing it like, oh, and we're like, we've been singing that ever since we were in middle school. Y'all need to get with it. So shout out to all of the 80s babies out there. We celebrating. And mentioning 80s babies, today is somebody's very special birthday. Yes, if you guys stay connected with me, you know I just did an artist review. A very special artist in my life. Mr. Locke Lyon is celebrating his birthday today. I ain't going to tell y'all how young he is, but he looked good. So we're going to say happy birthday to him today, a special birthday tribute later in the show. And he shares his birthday, of course, with a lot of special people. So everybody out there that are celebrating their birthday today, happy birthday to you, but somebody that the world respects and loves and believes that they are beautiful. Yeah, I'm talking about Locke Lyon too. But First Lady Michelle Obama is celebrating her birthday today. Yes, girl. That girl is bad. I'm not a homosexual, but she's fine. She is fine. That woman is fine on the inside and out. She is brilliant. She is talented. Celebrating her birthday. So I want to celebrate all of y'all that are celebrating their birthdays and anniversaries. Whatever you want to celebrate, just celebrate today on Miss J in the Morning. So we're going to get back into some music. We got birthday shout-outs coming on later. We got the Miss J area code coming up later. Y'all know I love talking about kids. I'm somebody's mama, y'all. So I got to talk about some things that's happening with the kids in the U.S., too. We got the iPotty. now. Yeah, no, not the iPod. The iPotty. I-P-O-T-T-Y. Yeah, the thing you sit on to release. Yeah, tell everybody to tune in. We got another one. So it's Miss Jay in the Morning. Let's get back into some music, and we'll be right back after this.
Yeah, it's a revolution. I'm changing the Constitution to no losing. 'Cause we're not losing anymore. We gotta keep moving. You can't stop this movement. 'Cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, so I'ma hit the streets up like it's my last time. Defend. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time. I don't care if they say I'm not a winner, 'cause I know I'm a winner, 'cause I know I'm a giver. Just somebody who ain't never had it all. 'Cause I know they need it all. I'll be the one to give it all. For more, it may not be that cool, but I know I won't stop until I grab it. I feel like MD with 6 seconds in the clock in my heart. I know I gotta have it. Up like it's my last time. Defend. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time. Giving everything I have away. Yeah, and I don't care if they say I'm not looking at you. Revolution. I'm changing the Constitution to no losing. 'Cause we're not losing anymore. We gotta keep moving. You can't stop this movement. 'Cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind.
Give it Shout out to Sam Collier. Give it all. That's from Volume 2 of the No Losing Trio. It's a lifestyle revolution, not just a movement. It is a change that cannot be turned back. Revolution right here on Miss J in the Morning. Support your local artist. Log on to nolosing.com. Sam Collier out there in the ATL. Out there with the King Empire. They just had the No Bullying Rally with at the King Memorial. Did all types of stuff. Y'all log on to nolosing.com. I'm not even gonna waste time going down the whole list of his calendar. Hit him up on Facebook and Twitter. Download that song along with every single song on all three albums for free. Great music. All positive. You can download it, get your kids an iPod. You put the music on there. You know what? I'm going to give a challenge to y'all. I challenge y'all that have kids from elementary school all the way to high school, even some of the college ones that are still living in your house. Get their iPad, their iPod, their phones, and listen to what music they have on there. Now, those of you parents out there, I don't want to invade their privacy. Look, that's a whole other story. We ain't going there. If you paying the bill, that's yours. So, even if you ain't paying the bill, they living under your household. We're not going to talk about that right now. I digress. So listen to the music that they have in their iPads, their iPhones, their iPods, whatever phone they have, even the Droids, and find out why your kids are acting the way that they're acting. If you have a promiscuous daughter, she out there doing what she don't need to do, when you wonder why she's going crazy, what music is she listening to? Yeah, it might be cute for her to have little posters. We used to do that back in the day, but the lyrics are totally different, and the spirit is different in the music. Those of you who have boys out there that are looking crazy and acting crazy, what is it that they're listening to? How do you control that? When you buy the equipment, go ahead and download it. You have 3-4 albums, not an EP. An EP is shorter, y'all. I'm talking about an album with like 10 to 12, 13, 15 tracks on it. 3 of them for free to download. You can download it instantly. You don't have to sign up to get anything and all that great stuff. Download it, all great music. Listen to it yourself, and they will love it. They will love it. Because I know y'all like give it all. So go ahead and support him. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, it's the area code check-in. Woo! Those of you who are calling in, 714-816-4743. Those of you on the computer, go ahead and call in right now. Get in where you fit in. If the line is busy, hang up and call right back. Those of you who are already called in, send a text message. Midday area code check-in right after this commercial break.
Worldwide. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Ryan Show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room. Videocast and special giveaway.
The website,
www.lizjproductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you 3 distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the 2 youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all 3 acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmt.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Managed, making it happen.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
It's Miss J in the morning. Shout out to DJ Maestro One. Shout out to One Girl Gospel Management. Support your local artists. Make sure you hit them both up there on Facebook and on Twitter. And if you get confused or forget, stay tuned onto my website, MizJProductions.com. Links and all their contact information is listed under our supporters page. Thank you to all of our supporters. Shout out to Tender Hands Safe Haven, Tender Hands Care Home, Sister Charles out there, the head sister in charge. Love you, faithful listener, every day. Woo, woo. All of y'all that are listening, I'm grateful for you. It's time for the Miss J area code check-in. Y'all love it, and I love it too. So hurry up, get in where you fit in. I see you still calling in, but I got you logged already. So I'm declaring we're going to get through this without me messing up. So here we go. 818-770-7273-344-478-864-513-510-702-762-602-917-310. Oh, hey, we're done. Midday area code check-in. Shout out to all y'all listening on the computer, too. All y'all Macs and PCs, I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in every day right here on blogtalkradio.com, Monday through Friday, y'all, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, and we are now featured on iartistradio.com not once, twice, not even 3 times, but 5 days a week. So log on to iartistradio.com, download the iTunes app, And you can listen 24/7 to the best in R&B, hip-hop, neo soul, soul, morning inspiration, and your girl, Miss J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. Y'all know how we do it. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. No matter what's thrown at you, no matter what you go through, no matter what you're stuck under, no matter what you can't get off of, make a choice to be positive about it. OD on positivity. And I'll help you every day right here, Ms. J in the Morning. Link up with me on Facebook, on Twitter. Shout out to all the ladies out there. Where are my pumps at? Hey, hey, ladies. Good morning. Looking good. All y'all men, what's up, y'all? Y'all fine, too. Shout out to all my ladies. Pumps. P-U-M-P-S, every woman needs her pump. She needs her purpose, her uplifting, her mentoring, her positivity, and her sisterhood. Make sure you join our group on Facebook. We are growing strong, and we are now a national women's society. Yes, pumps will be featured in states across the nation. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. I want to go worldwide. So shout out to all my women. Find out more information, join our group, log onto the website, and that is coming soon. So we've got all the announcements we can have. I want to do my special birthday dedication right now. Shout out to First Lady Michelle Obama. It's her birthday, but it's somebody that's very, very special to me. And because it's my show, I can do it, y'all. Yeah, I said it. Shout out to Lock Lion out there celebrating his birthday. Happy birthday. That is my brother, y'all. My brother. Now, we ain't blood and natural, but we blood and spiritual. Met him in middle school. I promise you, the first day I met him, it was like we had already knew each other. Well, I felt that way. He probably just thought I was this weird girl with big hair and glasses, and he was probably just too scared to run away. Right out there in Stockton, California, Marshall Middle School. Shout out to all the Panthers out there from way back in the 90s. Loving y'all. That's the first time we met, and we've been hooked up ever since. And I love my brother. Y'all log on to YouTube. Check out my review, The Real Truth About Lock Lion. I give y'all some insight. Y'all know me. I love to tell the truth. But we celebrating him right now in this moment. So I'm going to dedicate this next song to him. I know he loves it. I love it, too. I done played it before, keeping it in rotation. He deep like that, y'all. He really is. It's really him, and this is really me. So to my boy Lock Lion, I'm dedicating Lauryn Hill because we got out. I get out right here on this J in the Morning. Happy birthday.
Your boxes, I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains, I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. This thinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. No more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget it, that nothing is for certain. Thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working. Repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk.
Okay, it's how I choose to live. No more compromises. I see past the disguises, blindly through mind control, stealing my eternal soul, appealing through material to keep me as a slave. But I'll get out. Oh, I'll get out of all your boxes.
something yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. See, you don't change the truth, and your hurt feelings no excuse to keep me in this box, psychological lock, repressing true expression, cementing this repression, promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system. I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Oh, let my father's will be done. And just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage. Just get out. Oh, you can't hold me any chains. Just get out. Oh, these traditions killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I'm a changed. I just accepted what you say. Keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk and learn and grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke. Oh, you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life to sacrifice to a system for the dead. Oh, are you sure where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory, just get out.
To Lock Lion out there. Happy birthday to you, bro. Another birthday gift for Lock Lion. I want y'all to go out there, log on to ReverbNation.com/LockLion, LOCLION. Hit him up on Facebook. Hit him up on Twitter. You want to know more information about him? He's also connected on my website, of course. Latest project, Tattoo of a Phoenix. And like I said in my review, I was actually there when he got the Tattoo of the Phoenix. So cool. But one of my favorite songs, and his number one fan is my son. My son is his number one fan. Knows the whole album, and he knows it. Here's one of my favorite songs from the album, Tattoo of a Phoenix. It's Blind Eyes. I'm dedicating this to my ladies and my dudes. It's a nice groove, y'all. Y'all, I'm going ahead and giving y'all a preview of it. So don't be trying to listen to the show over and over again, not download the music. So go ahead, get on your computer, download Tattoo of a Phoenix, Lock Lion, Blind Eyes, right here on Ms. J in the Moment.
I'm in love with you, but your eyes are blind. You can't see those eyes. I do what I do just to prove it, but you can't see those eyes. All the girls can see what you mean to me. They're full of jealousy. It's so silly. You're too blind to see my ability to love you deeply. Make me believe you're out of your mind. Oh, girl, you're mine. You can't see my love with those blind eyes. You're out of your mind.
my truth. No matter what I do, you can't see it. Those eyes. I'm a foolish fool, stupid for you, but you can't see it. Those eyes. All the girls can see what you mean.
On to reverbnation.com/locklion. Download the songs. Go wherever you're going to go. Just hit them up. Show them some love. Get the album. Tell them happy birthday. Shout out to everybody else who is celebrating your birthday today. Got to show love to all those who show love to me. Now, real quick, I got something to share with y'all. Going crazy in America. Now, we did the 2012 Consumer Reports about the best of 2012. Everybody knows that I was shocked that the number one cell phone carrier for 2012 was Verizon Wireless. Yeah, not AT&T. No, 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 no. AT&T made number two, and Sprint was number three. But the number one selling phone was, of course, the iPhone. The iPhone 5, of course, was the number one selling phone. Now, we're going to take a break right here, and I'm going to go ahead and school y'all on something real quick. Now, although I'm not hating on Apple, I'm not hating on anybody. You do what you do, and you love what you love. But I do encourage y'all to use wisdom. Educate yourself. There's magazines out there. Technology Today is one that I love to read. You can go get on the Internet. You can read that, too. But educate yourself about upcoming technology. Those of you who are spending 4, 5, 7, 10, like all these hundreds, even sometimes $1,000 on these phones and these iPads and iPods and eyes and all this stuff, it's crazy. I don't care what y'all think. It's ridiculous. Never will I spend a mortgage payment, a car note on a phone. Never. Ms. J is not going to do it. Ever. Never will I spend a cable bill and a phone bill on one, I mean a cable bill, grocery bill on one phone bill. Never. Ms. J won't do it. I don't care what image you're trying to uphold. I will never, ever spend that much money on a phone. iPhone 5 just came out in 2012, right? Do y'all know they've already tested and approved for release the iPhone 10? Yeah, iPhone 10 is already made. Yeah, just got a, yeah, it's a scheduled date that they're going to release it. So your iPhone 5, that yeah, that $500 you done spent on the phone trying to keep up with the Joneses and get all, because it's cool. You know, they done told you it's the best phone out there, right? So now they're going to tell you that it's obsolete and you're going to have to get the iPhone 6, then the iPhone 7, then the iPhone 8, then the iPhone 9, and then you're going to have to get the iPhone 10. And since that's already approved, you know they're already doing all kind of, then they're going to do letters and all this other type of stuff about it. So we're going to go back to celebrating size and all technology, but I just wanted to educate y'all. So, you know, Ms. J got to put you up on game to educate you about what's going on, not hating on y'all and all that crazy stuff. But now in America, this was reported on Today, the Today Show, that they now have the iPotty. No, not the iPad. Not the iPod, the iPotty, y'all. Those of you who are parents, potty training. The iPotty. Yes, it's a regular potty. You know when you're potty training, got a little plastic potty, but now they have an actual stand in front of it for an iPad. It has a built-in, like, little tablet computer thing so your little toddler can sit there when they're trying to go number one or number two, and they can play their little games and watch it. So do y'all think this is brilliant or the worst idea ever? Now, experts have weighed in on the new potty training device. It was just unveiled last week at the Consumer Electronics Show in L.A., I mean, not L.A., in Las Vegas. So y'all want, you know, those of you who are techies, there's a Consumer Electronics Show that airs, you know, around, and this year it was in Las Vegas where they unveil the new things that are coming out for all of these big people that like all these stuff. The iPotty is a regular old toilet with a removable bowl so you can dump out all the stuff, and it has an adjustable stand specifically for an iPad. It's due to be released in March. Now, it's only $40, not including the pad, y'all. It's only $40 for the iPotty. So all you new mothers who are starting the potty train this year, the iPotty will be released this March. CTA Digital is the ones that thought about it, and it's a play table and potty. Now, everybody's first reaction was, of course, this was a terrible idea. I studied psychology for 4 years, and we know the troubles of our children having attention deficit disorders because they are so overstimulated with TV, commercials all the time. You're giving them all these devices. My baby at 2 knew how to send a text message. He works my Android better than I do. He has his own tablet now, a little leapfrog thing, and he knows how to download apps and all that stuff. Now they're pulling it into the potty. That's supposed to be the sanctuary where you release, and now they're saying that it's a bad idea because babies are overstimulating. They're overstimulated. It's too much going on in America where we think we cannot take 5 minutes to just de-stress, unplug away from it all. The iPotty, y'all, really? Like, where else are we going to go? Y'all remember on the movies where they said everything was going to have, like, you're going to be at the urinal man and they have a TV in front of you? You know, they're doing all that stuff. To where now they're going to have even commercials that can play when you attach to it so the babies can sit there. I know I am all on education and all that great stuff, but I will not. I truly believe that is just too much to have your baby watching TV and playing games while they're sitting on the potty. Focus. That's the problem. They can't sit still and focus, and then you're wondering why they're in school and they're having behavioral issues and you're trying to cuss out the teacher. Well, that's what they're getting at home. Dancing and singing and all that great stuff is fine, but sometimes we got to get back to the basics. I don't know how I feel about this iPotty thing, but y'all look it up for yourselves. Don't take my word for it. Another quick story before we end the show. In Arizona, back with our kids, a mother takes her 4-year-old daughter to the dentist. And the dentist tells her that, hey, she got a few cavities, so the mom, you know, she's 4. They're going to fall out. We ain't really going to trip. It ain't really that bad. Her teeth look fine. We're going to go away. And the dentist talked to her and just coming back so we can go ahead and get them done. They went back. She sat in the waiting room. The daughter was released. They went home. The baby woke up, and she was real groggy, and she looked at her mouth, and every single one of the baby's teeth, every single tooth was capped with silver caps. The 4-year-old's name is Savannah. Savannah was really embarrassed. She keeps telling her mommy, I don't like her teeth. The mommy did not ask for it. She didn't approve for it. The dentist went ahead and did it without telling the mom that they were going to do it. Ooh. Now the baby got silver caps on every single tooth. So, of course, the mom contacted 3 on Your Side, consumer rights segments from KTVK TV in Phoenix, that's in Arizona, and she was like, I didn't expect my whole baby's mouth to be covered in silver. He just said she had a few cavities. I thought, you know, some kids got 2 caps, whatever, but now the baby, she's just devastated. And she went and wanted to sue them, but she didn't win anything. Yeah, the dentist used his best discretion to protect the little girl's teeth. And once she said, okay, do what you need to do, the dentist did what he needed to do. But on a lighter side of that, another doctor went, actually spoke to the Arizona Academy of Pediatric Dentistry, and that's what they said, like, you're just protecting the baby's teeth from capping them all, and that's what the dentist did. Yeah, he should have told you, but the baby's teeth need to be protected, and they're looking at the benefit of the baby, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to read all that. But on a lighter side of that, another dentist actually put white veneers on top of the cap for the baby and did it all for free. Now, I guess that's better so the baby can look, but now the baby got 4-year-old with veneers on her teeth on top of her cap, and it's just horrible. So that goes back to what we said. Watch what your baby is eating. I mean, I know they're 4. The teeth are going to fall out, but me, I did not give my baby candy. I don't understand what's up with y'all parents with thinking baby needs to have candy. That is not a necessity even in an adult life. You don't need to have candy. Babies don't need a sucker. You can give them something else. There are a lot of nutritional, sweet, naturally sweet fruits, veggies, even little fruit snacks that they made with, like, all natural fruit that you can give by Gerber and that type of thing. You don't have to give them candy. My child did not even give his first piece of candy until he was 3, and it was snuck to him. I didn't even give him peppermint, and it was snuck to him by his grandma. You know how grandmas are. But I thank God my baby having any cavities now. But, y'all, you know, we got to keep it together for our kids, and that's all I'm going to say. I done ranted long enough, so I got to leave y'all. It's the end of the show. We have an awesome time. I'm so grateful for all of you who call in every day, Ms. J in the Morning, live on blogtalkradio.com. Make sure you hit me up and let me know how you love this show. Let's talk about what's going on in America with the iPotty and dentists being able to cap your baby teeth without telling you, and then you got to give veneers so the baby got veneers on top of the cap. It's crazy. And y'all know what else is crazy, my love for you. So I'm going to leave you with Kiara Sheard. I love you like crazy. It's Miss Day in the Morning. Mwah!
You know I'm